Okay, tonight's topic, we're talking about Zmanei Tefillah. Now, when it comes to Zmanei Tefillah, there's a very big confusion among us. A lot of people in Klai Yisrael, because there are some parts of Klai Yisrael which don't seem to be so makban on Zmanei Tefillah, therefore, I guess, a little bit confusing for a lot of people. The Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph writes that Zmanei Tefillah is a takanas anshei knesses hagedolah. The Zmanei Tefillah, from a sack of anshei knesses hagedolah, that presents us javin called Tefillah Tefillah. So people are going to ask that if you look around, you go to the shtibles, you see that the minyanim basically 24 hours a day davening all sorts, you know, chakras during throughout the day. You find a minyanim for chakras, mincha, ma'ariv, which seemingly seem not to be zmanei tefillah. So when you look in the Chassidus Svarim, a lot of them write that what's the heter to daven not be zmanei tefillah, and they say there is no heter. I seem to see that some of the rebbes didn't always make even of the material of the grain. So they write, what? The what? No, not a very small. They write that, Maisa b'di'evit yikidam b'chatzai, so that is that one. But, if a person's an oinis, a person's not a davin in t'chatzai. So the rabbis, there's a square rabbi and other rabbis, they write that chat is that they were partial oinis, they're making a chonis with tefillah, whether the chonis were going to the mikvah, or stomach palms, or a chonis in the machshava. And being that they're making a chonis with tefillah, it's partially they're in a matzav of oinis, they couldn't daven, that's the reason why they didn't daven during Zman tefillah. But for a regular person just to wake up at 11 o'clock, what's the heter for that? There is no heter. Yaakov Kamenetsky said, there's ma'aseh with the Imri Emes. Imri Emes, when he took over the Chassidus, he decided that everyone has to daven in Zman tefillah. So people came over to him and said that you've been mitzi lazal during Rishonim, which not everyone davened during Zman Tefillah. So he said, "Mashal ma davar daimer." Somebody comes home, comes to supper, and supper's not ready. Fine, comes back 15 minutes later, supper's not ready. Yeshiva, right? Yeshiva, 1:30, lunch is not there. Everyone's waiting outside. 1:35, everyone's getting impatient. 1:40, everyone's getting squishier. 1:45, 1:50, finally door is open, one runs inside. What do they have there? They have leftover chum from yesterday. It was a little bit spoiled. What would be your reaction for this? I waited for? It's like M.A. Ambus. In the old days, they daven with kavana and their tefillahs were like a steak. So, no, okay, they daven a little bit after Zman tefillah, but yeah, but it works, but the tefillah is a geshmak of tefillah. Nowadays, we are on Madrid, so tefillah is much lower. It's partial, a person has to be makbid, lechachil in all the Zman tefillah, and there's no heter not to daven in Zman tefillah. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said that when he asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, what's the chat, that you find a chassid, and that's a makbid. On lechachilah Zman tefillah, I'm not talking about b'di'evet, we're talking about lechachilas. B'di'evet, there's no time in the world that there's a heter. We're talking about davening to tuchatzais. We're makbir dal shoyis, b'di'evet tuchatzais. So he said that the etzem is no pshat, just we have a klal golo b'kol terakula. He doesn't know what the pshat is. Klal golo b'kol terakula, avera geras avera. And being that we don't find by the chassidim what the second avera is, we only seems to be one, so must be vice versa, there is episode pshat. What the pshat is, he said, yeah, he has no idea. But upon him, the negeya etzleinu kabe os, our hashkaf is that there is no hashkaf and a person has to be makbid in all zmanei tefillah. So let's go through the day, we'll go through when all the zmanei tefillah. Well, let's start with Kriyat Shema. When is the best time to say Kriyat Shema? What's the chilid zman to say Kriyat Shema? What? Nates, right. Our Rishonim would say that the Iker Zman Kriyat Shema is by Netzach Chamas. Machlek is, what's Vesikin? Is Vesikin a Maila in Tefillah? Or Vesikin is a Maila in Kriyat Shema? According to some Rishonim, the Maila of Vesikin is saying Kriyat Shema at Netzach Chamas. Therefore, if somebody is up the whole night, and it's now Netzach Chamas, so the Gras says that you should say Kriyat Shema al Tanai to be Yoytzes those Rishonim. Well, the Iker Zman Kriyat Shema is at Netzach Chamas. Therefore, if you're up all night, or if you're up early, probably the first case is Morshkiach. But if you're up all night, or you get up early, there's the Chachilah saying Kriyat Shema at Netz, because the Allah Rishonim hold that's the Iker Zman Kriyat Shema. Fine. What's the next Shlav Zman Kriyat Shema? So Kiyadua, the two Menachim, is Magen Avraham and the Goy. What's the Magen Avraham? Right on the Luach, they have like a big and then they have a small, two different Zmanei Kriyat Shema. What are the two Zmanei Kriyat Shema? Anyone knows what it is? What's the Magen Avraham? What's the game? What? Machloek is where do you start Zmanei Kriyat Shema? Does Zmanei Kriyat Shema start from Alois until Seisach Chachamim, or does my Kriyishma start from Nates until Shkiyah? And when Rav holds my Kriyishma starts from Alois, my Kriyishma is the first 3 hours of the day, it's going to be a quarter of the day. So when Rav holds my Kriyishma starts from Alois. So you start from Alois, and 3 hours later, that's going to be the Magna Ramzan Kriyishma. The going held that you don't start from Alois, you start my Kriyishma from Nates until Shkia. So that's why, in general, in England, in general, the difference between Magna Ramzan and going to Kriyishma is how many minutes? Never found a pattern? How many minutes is always in between the Zman Kriyishma and between the Magna Ramzan and the going?
36.
Right? 36. Why is 36? You never notice this? What? The reason why it's always going to be 36 is... Not 36. What's that? Is that 36? Yeah, 36, yeah. It's going to be 36 because... How long is it from our list of nates? How many minutes is it? How long is the list of nates? 72. How long is it from Shkita Seis? 72. So that's going to be 144. A quarter of that is how long? At 36. And as if we're saying that the Mungavam always starts from Alois and the Goyin is starting from Nates, so that's why there's always going to be a 36 minute difference between two Zmanic Kriyishma. Have you noticed? And also, right, Shkia, Tovin, Adam is 72. Because the Goyin is doing from Nates until Shkia, which is 72 and 72 on each side. If you notice in Eretz Yisrael, if you look at the Luach, what time is Zmanic Kriyishma today? Anyone know? What time is the Mungavam? Am I going to draw? No. 7:50 and what was the going? I have no idea what was the going. 8:39. That's going to be, how many minutes is that? Difference is that? What do you say? What do you say? Oh, there you go. Okay. In Eretz Yisrael, it's more than 36 minutes. If you notice in Eretz Yisrael, is my Kriyishma over here is more than 36 minutes. This is a big difference. The question is, why is my Kriyishma all of a sudden in Eretz Yisrael different than the Magen Avraham Zman Kriyishma? Why is it different over here than it is in England and the rest of the world? The answer is that in Eretz Yisrael, they start Alois earlier than they start Alois in the rest of the world. In Eretz Yisrael, Alois is 90 minutes before Nates. In the rest of the world, they do 72 minutes, but in Yerushalayim, they do Alois 90 minutes before Alois. So therefore, when they start the Magen Avraham Zman Kriyishma, it's always going to be much, it's going to be an extra 9 minutes early than the way you had it in England, because since they're starting from 90 instead of 72, therefore it's going to end up being a little bit earlier. What?
Why
they do 90? Because this shaila is really, so my latest to Nates is 4 milim. So the question is, how long is a mil? So the most of the world goes a mil is 18 minutes. The Magen Avraham Zman Kriyishma, a mil is the Minchush that is 22 and a half minutes, and it's 5 mil if you got less than Nates. Therefore, it's going to be whatever. So if you got less than all the math.
It says that the difference is 40 minutes.
40 minutes? Okay, it can vary.
421
is Alois. That's 90 minutes, right? 421 is 91, it's 90 minutes. Like, come on!
I have no question, because why is this planner so you can only help you at all? And
okay. Hold on a second. So just welcome to Halacha L'Maaseh. If you got lost in all the math, don't get worried. Welcome to Halacha L'Maaseh is that if you are machmir for the Magen Avraham and you're in Eretz Yisrael and you missed it by 3-4 minutes, don't have a heart attack, because L'Maaseh, you really have an extra couple minutes to make it in. You have an extra 9 minutes. So what it says in the Magen Avraham Zman Kriyishma over here, they're being machmir for earlier Zman, they're being machmir from 90. So if you miss it by a couple of minutes, up to 9 minutes, you still say Kriyishma to get the Magen Avraham, because, what? No, it's 9, because it's only 9. It's only 9 minutes. So therefore, you should still say Kriyishma if you're within 9 minutes of the Magen Avraham, you should still say Kriyishma. You still say Kriyishma because you're getting, according to Moshe, you're still getting the Magen Avraham. Now, when you get the Magen Avraham and the Goyin, so there's different minhagim, some people do the Magen Avraham, some people do the Goyin. I think the minhag by the Bach, last time I checked, was they did the Goyin, right? What? But whatever, you have to be samechan either way. I'm saying this machlekes b'gin da'olam. Definitely, if you're up by the Magen Avraham, you definitely should say Kriyishma before Shacharis to get the Maila of the Magen Avraham. It definitely is a tremendous Maila, and you definitely it is a tremendous Maila doing the Magen Avraham. But if you do the going, there's a lot to be samechan. But definitely, if you're up, you should definitely say Krishma before Shacharis out tonight to get the Maila of the Magen Avraham. What? Yeah, it's better to say it before and out tonight. You do it out tonight. That's why if you don't get, if you're not going to make this man, so you do it out tonight, and so that's your job, then you should do it out tonight. Now, once you pass the going, that no one, there's zero hat in the world. Saying, passes the going, it's not Krishna. Even the Hasidic rabbis, they always say Krishna before they daven, that there's no heter. On Krishna, there's no heter b'chal. Tfilah b'diyavi g'dam t'chasoy. So Krishna, once you pass the going, is like maybe not talk about, and Mark Higgy says, am uvis shalo yachal le'tokin, something which is messed up, which is not shy to fix up, if something is mevatel, it's my Krishna, shal shakras v'arvis. And once you pass my Krishna, there is no heter.
So that
what?
Krishna's in
the Akapanim, there's a maisa with Hashem Shadron at the end of his life. He was like very, very sick. They couldn't get him out of bed. He's like, deathly ill. They're trying to get him up. They couldn't get him up. His daughter says, I'll take care of it. She whispered in his ear, Smack Krishna. Jumped up. If Shaksa of a maisa of somebody goes to bed very, very late, goes to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you know the shtak is sad that you might not wake up, that's not considered oimus. That's considered a peshaya. So said there was a younger man that it was like 3:30 at night, he wanted to go to sleep, and he was afraid that he wouldn't get up. So he did what? He took out some chairs and slept outside. And it was just around. Like, this, you know, make sure you get up for his Zman Krishna. Fine. Now when it comes to what? What do you say? Even the park, okay. It's better to be a shaita koyom vel naze than to be a shaita vel naze. To miss Man Krishna, there's no head in the world. It's a bit of a seidereisa, and there's no head. Now, one thing I also have to be very careful is some people, they're like last minute people. All the places say that you should not cut it down to the wire. Man Krishna is 8:41, whatever it was, it's 8:41. You shouldn't cut things down to the wire. You should make sure that you finish Krishna about 5 minutes. You should try to make sure to finish Krishna about 5 minutes before the Zman. You shouldn't cut it too close, because you're coming in close, you're taking a risk. You're cutting it too close, you know. If you're the type of person who walks across the street with his eyes closed, then okay, you can cut it close. But as they write, as you shouldn't take a risk, and you shouldn't cut the Zman way too close. But that's the Bin Gay Krishna. Bin Gay Tefillah goes to Dalet Shais.
When you say Krishna, do you only have to say first fashion, or you should say all four?
You can be Samach and say in the first fashion. It's a toiv. There's a mile of gain in Shayim in the Zman Krishna. So you can say the first fashion and just say, you know, Zechel Zichron Shayim. There's a mile of single three, but you're not Mechuv.
If you're still saying it when the Zman Krishna is
struck, you have to finish. So you have to finish. You have to be finished by whatever. You see, you have to finish by Zman Krishna.
Is that the gate about
Tefillah? Oh, so you got that about Tefillah. Now the gate Tefillah of Zman Tefillah is Dalet Shayis. That's the chiluk Zman Tefillah. But the Aved is somebody misdal shayis. You let it daven till chatzayis. What's the status? What? What's the status of davening till chatzayis? It's called schar tefillah. Schar tefillah zmana is not considered. Now, if somebody is a pesheya, mishpura has this machloikis, but be the Aved you get daven till chatzayis. Somebody is a pesheya, mishpura paskin. You're davening when you match the pesheya. You should daven. We should daven out tonight. But you should daven out tonight. No, it's not pashit. If somebody's a pesheya, that be the Aved you get daven after dal shayis. So therefore, in that situation, a person is supposed to daven and daven out tonight. Now, what?
Tonight
that it should be a nudah. If it's not really the right tonight, it should be like a tefillah nudah. It could be not really a chuyah, it only be a tefillah nudah. If a shadow comes up, is all zmanic tefillah, you have to be finished by this man, or you have to just start by this man? Benegeya shachris, benegeya mincha, and okay, it could be benegeya ma'ev. So Benegeya finishing this man eight tefillah. So the mice of the Pesach, the Rebuah of the Poiskim, the Mishnah Magen Avraham, the Shabruah, the Grazes, all Zman Tefillah means you have to be done davening by the Zman Tefillah. You have to be finished. If you're not finished by the Zman Tefillah, only Chelek of it was done before, it's considered that you missed the Zman and you missed the boat. So you have to make sure to be finished by all Zman Tefillah. That's the Herubah, the Akbal, by the Lufashas, that's the Herubah. There are some which are Malam Deschus. That is Tosfos Brachos that Vav says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu says by Bilam that he tried to mechab in the Shah that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. So that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for 1 second. Tosfos Sakasha that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for 1 second. So how's Bilam going to give a klala in 1 second? How's it going to work? So Tesa has two tarotism. One tarot says he could say klayim, which say, takes 1 second. The other tarot says that once you start the klala, you get it at the time because Yisrael was angry, you could continue, and the klala will start, and you could continue. So from there, some people want to discuss and say that if you start before this man tefillah ends, just like Tosafot says that you can start a klala and you can continue. So when the gate is not tefillah, you can start before it ends and you can be mamshel. That's some people want to discuss. Maisa, Mishabura, Graz, Magen Avraham, wherever we place them hold, that all is man tefillah, you have to finish by it and not just start by it. Chazal Shatz also, Mishabura writes, davening mincha kesar is by v'diavad. But Mishra writes that if you're in a situation where they're not going to finish Chazar Shashatz before the end of Zman Tefillah, it's better to do a Mincha Ksara instead of doing Chazar Shashatz after the right Zman. Well, I'll talk to Mincha Ksara Shashatz, but it'll be my Mincha. Now, Menegei Mincha. So Mincha, what's Zman Mincha? So Menegei Mincha, the Chab is Mashma, the Zman Mincha is Seis. The Maisa, the Achra is, Mishabura, Paskins, that Mincha is until Shkiel. We're Machma, you have to have Mincha by Shkiel. Bidi Eved, if one did not have Mincha by Shkiel, Bidi Eved, you could have Mincha called the whole Benes Mashas. What's considered Benes Mashas? How long do you have to have Mincha in Eretz Yisrael? So the place can say, up to 13 and a half minutes after Shkiel, Bidi Eved, you could have Mincha. So it's only Bidi Eved. I'm also, let's say you have a choice that you can either get tefillah b'tzibur after shkia or daven b'yechidus before shkia. What's the halacha? What's better to do? So Shem Zalman said that 1,000% is better to daven b'yechidus before shkia than to daven with a minyan after shkia. They asked them, let's say you're the 10th person for the minyan, and without you there won't be any minyan, and they're davening after shkia. Is it better if you daven b'yechidus and mess up the whole minyan, or maybe you should start with them to daven after shkia? Shazam Zan said, no, you should daven b'yechidus before shkia and mess up the minyan, because that's a person is supposed to daven before shkia and not after shkia. Right, but the evid, you have 13 and a half minutes to daven. What about tachnun? Are you allowed to say tachnun after shkia? So the minyan again in Europe, what they do, they say tachnun after shkia? What? They don't? What? No. Oh, so it's a nice with the Shom Shadron. That once in Yeshiva, it was around Shkia time, and it was a little bit after Shkia, and they weren't sure they say Tachnun. So the Shom Shadron screamed out that Mr. Bruce says not to say Tachnun. So they didn't say Tachnun. So after the Shiva wasn't so happy, he's being such a macher, that's Mr. Bruce. So after davening, the Shiva gave a clap and said, we're having a Shia from the night of Rosh Hashiva, to give us a submission of Bruce Shia. He made a column read the Mishnah Berurah, which writes that the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah writes in Mishnah Megilma that Ben Hashmash is allowed to say Tachnun. Shlom Shalom said, after that, Jeff finished him for Gaiva for the rest of his life. But Lamaisen, Eretz Yisrael, the minig is that they do not say Tachnun after Shkia, being that there's a Tzatzah Konan say Tachnun after Shkia, not because of Azvei Chomer. In Eretz Yisrael, they do not say Tachnun after Shkia, and in Gemara, they don't, okay? Lamaisen, the minig is they do not say Tachnun after Shkia, and mostly they don't, what? I pick up ball, you're not supposed to say Tachnun after Shkia. What do you do if you. Lamaisen, you shouldn't say Tachnun after Shkia, it's better not to say it. Fine, let's move on to Ma'ariv, then we'll say a couple stories about the Tefillah B'tzibur. Now, but again, Ma'ariv, in the Shiva, they start dining. Oh, one of the important things is on planes, people mess up Zmani Tefillah. If you ever notice on planes, like people, I don't think it held. And we're going to America, so there's 6-hour difference between Arizona and America. So when you're flying, so the time flies with you, right? So a lot of people, they don't realize what the Zman Tefillah, they chesnin would say, the chesnin what the Zman Tefillah was in Eretz Yisrael, and really they're flying to America, and the hours change totally, and they end up davening in the middle of the afternoon, they end up davening Shacharis, they don't realize. We fly into America, being that the time zones are switching, you have to keep chesnin where you are with the Zman, because the Zman switches to you, and it doesn't go where you come from.
Zman's probably when you're down, okay, it's like...
No, so tell you what will be on the ground. Right, on the airplanes, right, they write the destination time and the time where you left, right? So people always catch me to look at their watch and says, oh, it's 7:30. So they think that, oh, so they could happen now. But really, it's not 7:30, really, it's 11:30. The time flies with you. You have to be very careful on the airplane to catch me where you are in Benegay is not. Now, Benegay and Ma'ariv, so in the Shtiblach, they start to have Ma'ariv about 17 minutes, 18 minutes after Shkia. They already have the first minute for Ma'ariv. Minigarit still is to be Samachan for Tefillah. You can be Samachan 18 minutes. If you're Samachan for Tefillah, then already that's considered Sefer Chavim and it's Besef. Benegay Kriyashma, Lemaisa, the place can say you should not be Samachan such early Zman for Zman Kriyashma. Being that Kriyashma is Daraisa, Tefillah is Darabonon. You can sign up in 18 minutes. But for Kriyishma Daraisa, if you're diving very, very early, it's Kedai to say Kriyishma over later on, and not to be Samachan in the 20 minutes between Tesla Chavim. If you're diving for a half hour or 35 minutes, depends on summer or the winter, it's Kedai to say Kriyishma over and not to be Samachan on the Zman of 20 minutes. How long does Kriyishma go to? What's the end of the Zman Kriyishma? So Lechachil, this is Yod. They have to finish Zman Kriyishma by Chatzeres, which now is 11:23, I think. It's very, very early. Now Kriyishma by 11:23, you should finish Kriyishma before Chatzeres, because there's a Siyag in the first Mishnah Brachas, that the Chalm made a Siyag, and Kriyishma is until Chatzeres. Agav, Shmoneh Esrei also is a big Machlekes. It could be Shmoneh Esrei also they made a Chatzeres, made the Siyag of Chatzeres. And Chaim Kanevsky holds, it's better to be Chidus Shmoneh Esrei before Chatzeres, and to daven Shmoneh Esrei after Chatzeres. He knows that the Yog of Chatzeres was also Benegeya Tfila, and not only Benegeya Kriyishma.
Mishnah says only
Kriyishma. What? Shmoneh says Kriyishma, he was also Benegeya, it's also Benegeya. Yeah, just a couple things about Tfila Vetziba. People have a shayla, how far are we equipped to get Tfila Vetziba? Well, how much are we equipped to travel in order to get Tfila Vetziba? The muscle. If somebody didn't dive in Ma'ariv, and where he is no minute for Ma'ariv, how far do you have to travel to get to feel a bit safer? It's also going to get on vacation, right? Some people like on vacation, so vacation to them means no Jews. So the question is, if you're in a place where there are no Jews, how far do you have to travel in order to get Tefillah and Kriyishma? So we're asking, you have to travel a mil in order to get Tefillah and Bet Sibur, a person who have to travel a mil. How far is a mil? We said before, you have to travel 18 minutes in order to get Kriyishma and Tefillah. You have to travel 18 minutes in order to get it. So if you're more than 18 minutes away, there is no chiv to travel to get there. You're not going to go to Chachila on vacation to a place where there's no minion. Oh, is it by car, by foot? So it depends. If you have a car, it'll be by car. If you don't have a car, then it'll be by foot. What do you ask, though? What?
Sometimes.
What do you mean? To where? Depends what it normally is. It's normally within 18 minutes, and now I'm okay to go. If it's within 18 minutes, you are okay to go. Because the case is not partially about it. It's not partially about yourself in the massive, which you're putting yourself in the massive. It's not partially. It comes again as a shot. Now, even though you're potter, I heard a beautiful story with Yaakov Seferman. Is on page off of the boss, page 167. If you want to see the book inside, the story inside, that the Michtam Eliyahu of Dessler used to write a letter to his father every Thursday night. He used to write a letter to his father. One week he wrote to him that he's very busy with a very important guest, and he's sorry, he apologizes that he wasn't able to write a letter. He said that Yaakov Seferman came to him. What was the Maisa? Yaakov Seferman was, he was a Baal boss. He went to Europe 3 weeks on a business trip. He's traveling around Europe. He's always knocked with the downfield at Sieber. One time he realized that if he takes the train from Germany to London, he's going to miss Meyer. He's going to get to London 2 or 3 o'clock at night. Those days there wasn't a minute for Meyer, but I don't know what's going on now. But if you get 2 or 3 o'clock at night, and he really is just going to miss the field at Sieber. So he decided that he's going to take a flight. Instead of going by train, he's going to take a flight. Now this is talking about the early 1930s. Which no one took flights in those days. It was right after they started commercial flights. It was very, very expensive, maybe a little bit dangerous. And he decided he's taking a flight. He took a flight. He got to customs. And he didn't have a visa. They weren't going to let him in. But the guy behind the desk is so impressed that this guy took a flight, because in those days no one took a flight. It must be a real important person. Somebody would fly, must be a real rich billionaire, because no one flew in those days. So he let him in, even though he didn't have a visa. And Dessler writes that the price of a visa was the exact same amount of money he spent on the flight. That's what he writes over there. And he writes that he's saying what a chashuva guest this person is. He's mamash makbid never to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. More recent mice, I heard a story of Pesach Kronos, the story that there's a yid, Michal Goodfarb, he's always makbid also never to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. Wherever he went, He was in America, Bar Park, went to Shomer Shabbos. He's in London, condominium over there. Wherever he was, he always made sure to get Tefillah B'Tzion. One time he came back to Yerushalayim, 2 o'clock at night, walked into Zichron Boishe to see if he could get a minion, and there was nothing doing. So one Halti Yisham, he learned, they went over to him, is there going to be a minion? He said, sure, 2 hours is Vesikin. So Maisa, he realized that he was in trouble. He started to cry. Maisa's first time in his life, he wasn't going to get Tefillah B'Tzion. Shammai guy came over to him, whispered into his ear, and his face lit up. Cookie ran over to the phone, called the taxi service, ordered 3 taxis, called another taxi service, called 3 taxi services, ordered 9 taxis. Taxis rolled up to the Zichron Moshe, rolled up, told them, La Yimone, come inside, I want to talk to you. Rolled up to Mone, came inside, told them that this is the first time in my life I didn't have a minute for Tefillah B'Tzion. I want you to be mitzvah for me to daven Tefillah B'Tzion. There were a whole bunch of people over there who weren't from Maisa, who didn't daven. And they said, why not? We'll make some money, so we'll daven, why not? So Maisa, they sat there, they davened, they said, is that tefillah? So after davening, he went over to the taxi driver, he went to pay them. One of the first taxi drivers said, I'd like to pay you. It was like 30 shekels, it was a long marif. So the taxi driver said that Maisa, he never experienced such a tefillah in his life, he's not going to take the money. Well, the second guy, the same thing. Third guy, the same thing. A kaponim, the mice have been against you, even though there is no chiv to mitzvah more than the avada, the person who does do it. It's an avos Hashem, Yishmaim, avada Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yishmaim, and Schar.